To try and prevent voter fraud, some Republicans in Congress and at the state level say that voters who register on Election Day should prove they're eligible to cast a ballot by providing the number on their driver's license, if they have one. Democrats thought this would keep legitimate people from voting and wanted the rules eased. The U.S. Department of Justice threatened a lawsuit. The Wisconsin Elections Board subsequently decided to require driver's license numbers for those registering the same day they vote. Some election board members criticized the Department of Justice directive. One member said the federal department's legal opinion was not a slam dunk argument. Another state elections board member, Carl Holborn, described the Department of Justice as, quote, breathing down our necks and being selective in which states it put pressure on to comply with its interpretation of the Help America Vote Act. Nevertheless, the state elections board passed the requirement to avoid possible litigation threatened by the feds. Elections board member Holborn is concerned some people will be turned away at the polls because of the rule.
It could be one, it could be 1,000. We just won't know. We'll know after the primary election based upon the provisional ballots.
Provisional ballots will be given to same-day voter registrants who have a driver's license number but can't or won't give it to election officials. Their vote will only count if they provide driver's license information by 4 p.m. the next day. The election board decided to make it easier by allowing registrants to call or fax that information if they can't provide it in person. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.